And at a certain moment, on a certain day, he seemed to suffer so much that later on we came to know from the news we got from newspapers or from our friends that at certain corner of the world or certain corner of the district or of the country, some persons were suffering very much. Either it was a calamity, it was a disease, it was a dissension, it was a fight, it was something which brought upon a great suffering to human beings. And to alleviate that, probably Baba was suffering here at the same time. This has not happened once, it has happened several times. In the beginning we thought, we got such information and we tried to coincide the two times, suffering that was taking place at any other distant place, and Baba suffering here, we thought it was a coincidence, we do not know. Although Baba indirectly referred to it and said that I suffered. And we did not much bother about it. But time and again we found that it was really coming true. Coincidence could be in one case, two case, three cases. How could there be a series of coincidences? One who lives near him had the opportunity and the chance to see this. Others outside, coming, going frequently, infrequently, they had no occasions to observe this at all. So I say, his work, then we ask, what is this, Baba? You really seem to suffer so much for the world, for humanity, to alleviate their suffering. How? Why couldn't you explain us a little about this type of work that you do, which you call inner universal spiritual work? Could we not get an idea? So he would many times avoid. I remember once having pointedly asked him, and he said, you cannot understand that. If I were to really explain to you, it would not be possible for you to grasp at all. Of course, then, getting this answer from him, I did not much dare to ask him, rather to pester him, because I know it is not possible to put in words the way he did the suffering, the way he did the inner universal spiritual work. Now, I sometimes feel that why was it impossible? I do not understand. Now I feel that it is impossible because the work that he does is so spontaneous. It is like the rising waves on the surface of the ocean. Wherever certain impurity or disturbance or suffering arose. This is an example I am giving only about the ocean. Supposing on certain ocean is a vast, Mahbubnagar's ocean is a shoreless ocean. We give comparison to our ocean which has got shores. Supposing there is a rise or a fall anywhere on any part of the ocean, and it was necessary for the waves to go there and put right the disturbance that had taken place. This is just an example, I mean, for us to understand. Such anecdotes should not be taken to their bitter ends, and we should not try to challenge and question why the anecdote is like this or like that. The anecdotes are only meant for us to understand the point at issue. So this inner work was done in form of waves. What explanation could Baba ever give? What waves? Where waves? What is the height of the waves? What is the length of the wave? Where has it gone? How many small waves it broke into? How many ripples are there? It is futile for us to ask, for him to understand. And I today feel that Baba was absolutely very appropriate in saying that whatever I say, you will not be able to understand. He could have done to a certain extent, but he does not do many things. The avatar really does not give out the actually secrets of the work and the path. That's why Hafiz says, Honchu namid masho, waqif nahi is asrar ghaib, baashad andar pardabazi hai penhan, gham khor. He says, do not be sorry. Do not get disappointed. Because you are not acquainted with the secrets of the work of God. But be assured, you are the perfect master, Hafiz. These are his words. He was a perfect master. Bashad andar pardabazi hai penhan gham khor. There are many, many plays that are played behind the curtain, which we are not able to see. Be not disappointed. A day will come when we will know all about it. So be patient. And at another place, Hafiz says, if you have a longing, if you aspire to become united with God, then have the courage of patience. Patience for one to have. Patience, only a courageous man can have patience. Patience not for a minute or a two or a day or a month or a year, and here we are so much in haste all the time. We are in haste to be born, we are in haste to be educated, we are in haste to marry, we are in haste to beget children, get a job, get a pension, and we are in a haste to die and complete the course. Everybody wants a course of life. And God says, I am spontaneous. What is the course you have created for yourself? You go on creating it, having the experience of it, suffer and have the pleasure of it. It is all yours. It is not mine. If you really ask me, if you really ask Baba, it is said, it is absolutely spontaneous. You cannot understand now. So I say, keep quiet. Bear with me. Love me and obey me. How can I love? I want to see something. How can I see a beautiful girl? I see her face. The face is not ugly. She has got beautiful blonde hair, a nice figure, good set of teeth. I am attracted by the beauty. Why don't you show me some beauty, Baba? How can I be attracted towards you? But really speaking, Baba's form itself and his face was a great beauty indeed. But I do not know it was enough for all to be prepared to surrender to him, to be prepared to obey him, to be prepared to love him in the way he wanted you to love. So, before we entrust our lives to him, or even after that, matters little, we should try to understand who man is, who God is, who the avatar is. Not only understand, but grasp. And that understanding should reach our heart, to reach our thought, should be transformed into a fixture of our life, into an outlook, which should always be there with us. All our actions, all our thoughts, all our movements should be guided by that outlook all the time. And if we really understand this, who Meher Baba is, the avatar of the age, then I do not think anybody will find any difficulty in having that infinite patience. Why? For the infinite gain. We have to have, even if we have infinite patience, there will be an end to your patience. But the infinite gain you are going to get at the hand of the avatar will have no end at all. So for an end that awaits us, which has no end, for the benefit that awaits us, which has no end at all. And in our terms, if I have to be patient for a very, very long time, the time has end. My patience has to have an end. the result will be really infinite, which has no end. And if both things are compared to each other, I will find that the so-called infinite patience was really not infinite patience. It was patience for a short while compared to the result. So this is the understanding we should have. But because of that, because of the lack of such an understanding, our mind goes on whirling round and round within us and raising many, many questions, and sometimes try to go at the root of my love for him, my understanding for him, and my conviction for him. But we have to be once and for all convinced what he is and where we are. How long should I?
10 more minutes.
Of course, I am going to give a talk this evening, but for my present talks, I have been given a lease of 10 minutes. So, I cannot exceed my limit. And he has been really very kind, because this was the time for his talk. And I have somehow trespassed here. But this trespass was a joy to me. And also from your faces I see that it has been a joy to you. So I have no objection in speaking for 10 minutes more. Meher Baba is God, personification of God. So don't forget that he is also a man. I can think him in terms of God, I can think him in terms of a man, and both put together is avatar. Avatar is not, he is not meant to stay on the seventh plane of consciousness or any high consciousness. Any high plane of consciousness from where he would say things that we really do not understand. But he is supposed to come down. He comes down to our level. But the difficulty with us, that we are all persons, including myself, either drowned in illusion or getting drowned in illusion. And when he comes down to us and extends his hand of help, what happens? We just catch hold of his hand and try to pull him also. So much so that God in his man state, he gets frustrated and finds, I have come to save him, he should catch hold of my hand, and I am prepared to draw him out. But he pulls me wholesale. That means to say, he would drown himself and also see me drown along with him. So that should not be the case. And what I mean by this is just a sort of an example I give, that we want Baba's help. Baba, you do everything. He does. Undoubtedly he does everything. But we have certain responsibilities which we have to fulfill. If I go on striking one hand in the air, no sound is going to come. There must be two hands to strike against each other for the sound to be produced. And then again, do not forget that Baba is God, but he is also man. If he were to bring all the power of God into his man state and give you like this, he can. But how can you take it? Can you take it? I remember once, there was a farmer, a very poor farmer in India. He had bought a lottery. He was so poor, you could not imagine that he had borrowed 25 rupees, say $25, from a rich man. His father had borrowed, or probably grandfather had borrowed, and the entire family was going on paying interest month after month and year after year, and he could not pay out the $25 of principal amount at any time, and he was in debt. Such a man somehow bought a lottery, and he got a lottery of 100,000 rupees. He did not know. He received a telegram from the head office where the lottery functioned that you have received a lakh of, we call a lakh of rupees. 100,000 means we call a lakh in India. 100,000 rupees. The moment he could not read the telegram, somebody wrote, read to him, and he said, you got a 100,000 rupees? 100,000? This man was paying year after year interest on 25 rupees. And when he heard this, absolutely his heart failed and he died on the spot. Sir, you draw my attention. So how do we expect Meher Baba to give us all that? We are not prepared to take it, he is prepared to give. One poet so beautifully says, he says, kya bataun dil se milkar kya ghazab dhata hai dil, jis tarah aandhi koi aati hai yun aata hai dil, ab to naame ishq se bhi sakht ghabrata hai dil. He says, I am so much terrified with the mention of the word love, because he tried to overdo things and he aspired and longed and asked God to give him so much of love. So he says, kya bataun dil se milkar kya ghazab dhata hai, what shall I tell you, sir? How much I had to suffer when that infinite heart I could see coming over to me, to overpower me. That means to give me the experience of the infinite heart. My heart is small, individual heart, and all the time I was aspiring for it, and God one day tried to try me, and the infinite heart slowly approached. And do you know how it came? It came like a cyclone. How can a man ever stand before a cyclone? We ask many things, sir, in our ignorance. And God pardons us for our ignorance, for our obstinacy. And yet, again and again, he says, wait, wait, wait and wait. Become powerful. Expand your heart. Make it so big as you'll be able to accommodate the universal heart. Until that time, do not desire anything. I know you are troubled. I know what you want. I know what you are, with what you are going to be benefited. Leave it to me, because I know. And I say by my mouth, Baba, I'm surrendered. But no, I always desire and I want Baba to do this and do that for me. And then make him suffer and you yourself suffer. Understanding, therefore, is a great thing. Love one should definitely have. But love does not give us the entire understanding. Understanding is knowledge. And love is something really substance. It has to be there. Understanding, love is like water, and understanding is like a river, the winding of a river. If we have a vast sheet of water, what is the good? We can't derive any benefit of it. I go and stand before the ocean, can I drink a drop of the water? No, I see the ocean, but of what good? That water has to be purified. It is to be stored somewhere, it is to be channeled, it is to be brought home, or some common reservoir has to be there from which I can go and draw and take it and drink it. So love is the substance, love is the water. But it is to be channeled through a river, like the winding of a river. Only love and no understanding. Love is like a vast sheet of water. The windings of a river, riverbed, if you don't understand river, is like understanding. But having no love and only understanding is a river without water, is a riverbed without water. To have love and understanding is a river with water. So we have to have both. I cannot remain satisfied. I can be satisfied for myself. I have love for Meher Baba. I have the joy, I derive the joy out of it. And he loves me, I feel that I love him, I am very happy. But a thought comes to me that this happiness which I feel and get today, shall I not share with my brother, with somebody else? This thought is bound to come. And then you will ask, oh, if he is a man, he has never known about Baba, he has got no understanding, he has got no love, how shall I get him that understanding? Then I will have to have a great understanding about Meher Baba. Not only that, only understanding will not be enough. A conviction of that understanding, an unchallenged, an unassailable conviction. Conviction which you can, with which you can play your life with. That conviction should be dearer to you than your own life. If ever a time comes to give up your life at the altar of that conviction, you must be prepared to do so. And that is a conviction. And that conviction outlasts your life. His body is here today, tomorrow it is bound to fall. It will not come here to live forever and for, you know, all the time. So this understanding is very necessary. And one gets it. Yes, one gets it. But one has to take Meher Baba very seriously. Just as I say, Meher Baba is God and Meher Baba is man. As a man, you can treat him as your friend. You can play with me. He used to play with us all. He can be your friend. He can be your guide. He can be your teacher. He can be your parents. He can be anything. Mother, father to you. But don't forget that he is God. And when you think that he is God, you must take him seriously. Jai Baba for the moment.